The boat trip continues on Salt Lake City. I am absolutely loving this season. This is an iconic season, and at the moment, it's my favorite thing to watch. Are you loving it?
Oh, I'm exactly the same. Every episode is a masterpiece. We're continuing with the crossover from our dreams, which is Below Deck Down Under with Salt Lake City. Everyone is playing their part. Everyone is stepping up. It is cinematic gold. I love it. I could watch it all day.
Same. I don't want it to end. There has been so many iconic moments. So you've got them saying how Todd is farting and making out. Like that alone. What? And then Mary is like, I don't know what's worse, farting or making out. Like the crossovers. You've got Mary stuck in her beach cover up, trying to get out of the beach cover up, which is relatable. You've got Angie. She's back, like she's feeling better. So the last episode we saw her really, really unwell with seasickness. She's back, but then she's in a blow-up seahorse costume and she's jammed her finger and needs medical assistance from Captain Jason. I can't with how good this is. And then at one point you see Angie in her room and a Dex shoe is doing her hair. It's chaotic. It's everything that I want in reality TV. And my absolute hands down favorite thing to watch at the moment.
It's giving the franchises life again. Like, you know how we question whether or not maybe Housewives is coming to an end because it's a formula that's so repetitive and it's not the entertainment that it used to be. Whereas Salt Lake stands out on its own. They're delivering in ways we don't see across the other franchises. And they are all superstars in their own right. And it's so good to watch. I love it.
And the crossover. So we see the cast trip. Every season of Housewives has a cast trip. The crossover is what we've been wanting. Below Deck has been a bit stagnant as well. And having the crossover with the Housewives on there, they flirted with it with that adventure one. Remember Heather was on that?
Yeah.
But this is perfection. And I don't want it to end. And I don't know what it is that's so different. I can't put my finger on it. Like it's chaotic and I love it, but it's not chaotic in a really high drama, like, I don't know, about like people's husbands or, well, it is husbands, someone's farting and making out with someone, but it's
Right.
just.
Like you laugh. There's so much humor to it all.
Yeah,
And
it's a funny drama.
yeah.
And they sort of, even though these women, they're entrepreneurs and they've got businesses and they're famous in their own right, but they're still funny, even in the seahorse costumes. Heather's got her funny back this season, I've noticed. She was sort of very dry last season. Mary went off for a season and now she's back and she's playful. It's hilarious. She is everything I want in a housewife. And Angie has come into her own in that seahorse costume. She's like, I'm so sorry. She's got this bloody finger that she's cut on something or jammed it.
She jammed it in the door. Yeah. There was a lot of blood.
There was. But yeah, and then watching everyone try and serve them and be fine, it was absolutely hilarious. And I loved it every second.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.